This is MSONewsSports.com, and this is high school basketball from Lynn English High School. I'm Bill Newell, along with you on this Friday night for our game of the week, where tonight it's Danvers at Lynn English. Our game is brought to you tonight by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located at 55 Chestnut Street in Lynn and on the web at harringtontrophy.com. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining Lynn arts culture with a vibrant culture of today and yesterday. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining combining value and quality and quantity. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Shows are in a comfortable setting. Great tickets available at LynnAuditorium.com and by the daily item of Lynn and ItemLive.com, serving the North Shore since 1865. Well, we've got both coaches coming up tonight, Mike Carr and John Walsh from Danvers and Lynn English High School. We'll step aside for a moment, and we're back with Danvers coach John Walsh. Stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program, sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
John Walsh, head basketball coach at Danvers High School, is with us prior to the game tonight against Lynn English here in Lynn. And John, tell us a little bit about your outlook for this season.
I don't fully know what to expect yet. I mean, there's a large turnover from last year's team. The kids have worked hard in the offseason. The first game, they got up and down the floor. They ran well. We pressured the other team well. But it's still kind of, we don't fully know what to expect yet, as of now.
Yeah. How is it to follow up from that incredible 27-0 season a year ago?
We don't really think about it much, to be honest. I mean, it was a great year for the kids, but this is a different group of kids. And there was a couple there that, were holdovers. But, it was just a separate team, that's all. And from the other teams as well. And we're just hoping this team can have their own success.
Well, let me ask you about that game last week. What were some of the keys, or what sort of things do you think you guys did well, and where do you want improvement?
I thought we defended well. I thought we pressured the other team well. We got a lot of steals. We scored in transition. Those were positives. The negatives were we didn't shoot the ball very well at all. In the first half, we were like 0-9 from the three-point line. I think we finished the game 5-17, and those makes were pretty much when the game was over. So we didn't shoot the ball well. We had some unforced turnovers and things like that.
What do you expect from Lynn English tonight? They of course, have a different team, too, this year.
They do, but they still have the best player around by far. In my opinion, might be one of the best players in the state, Anthony Silva. And the way Lynn English always does, they have so many basketball kids in their school that they just reload. And and Mike does such a great job molding them into what they want to do, which is, run and jump and get after it. And, and every year there, you think of the Northeastern Conference, you think of Lynn English. There's no mistaking that.
Can you run through your starting lineup for us here tonight?
Sure.
Rashad Francois, he's an off guard for us. He's been a 4-year member of the varsity team. Kenneth Crittenden, his nickname, they call him Trey. He's running the point a little bit this year. Him and Devin Allen will be on and off on the point. He's also been on the varsity for 4 years. Mike Nestor is a captain this year. He's been on the varsity 3 years, had a great run last year with our varsity into the state championship. He's kind of a defensive player for us. Devin Allen is a junior point guard / off guard. Again, had a great year, especially towards the end of the year last year. We need him to score for us this year for us to be successful. And finally, Kieran Moriarty is a junior forward. And he's undersized. Like, we're very small. Our tallest guy is like 6'1 and a half, maybe 6'2 on a good day. And that would be Kieran. And he does. He works hard. He plays hard. And he does what we ask him to do.
Yeah. All right, Coach, anything else about Danvers basketball we should know?
Just that it's extremely early, and you know, hopefully we get to where we want to be towards the end of the year.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Danvers High boys basketball coach John Walsh with us on MSONewsSports.com. Mike Carr, Lynn English High boys basketball coach, is with us here prior to tonight's game against Danvers. And, Coach, this looks like a great matchup tonight between you guys.
You know, Danvers has been so strong over the last few years. John Walsh has just done an unbelievable job, you know, with the state titles and just continuing, you know, the excellence over there. We've had some great matchups with them. And now that they've bumped up to play in the north of the Northeast Conference, so we play them twice now, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun for us. We will miss Salem because Salem has dropped, but picking up Danvers a couple of times will be a lot of fun.
Tell us about your win on Tuesday night against Peabody.
Well, you know what? We had an awful week of practice leading up to it. I really didn't know what to expect. We have so many unproven kids that, you know, I spoke to you earlier in the week, that just came in and they shocked me. We really came out. We played with some intensity. I thought we rebounded pretty well. Our defense is tough for us to pick up. There's a lot of, it takes time. And for us to have played as well defensively as we did, certainly in the second half, they went box and one on Anthony, which a lot of teams are going to do. And that took us kind of out of our rhythm. And their small forward, junior, I believe it's Estrella, was outstanding. He just... He took over the game and just beat everyone off the dribble. It's not so much that they ran great sets for him. He just put his head down and went and scored. But to our credit, to hang on and to win a game like that early in the season can do an awful lot for a team that is as inexperienced as we are. So I was very happy with the win. I'm interested to see how we come out today against a very good Danvers team. He's probably not as good as he's been, and we're certainly not as good as we've been. But I think there's some similarities. He's a lot smaller than he's been in the last few years with the Mary Kid gone. He's a heck of a coach, and they always execute. And you know, it's kind of a tale of two worlds where we're kind of survive off of our athleticism. We're up and down the floor. Not that they won't do that, but they run so many wonderful sets. Just the great screens off the ball, on the ball. He just does a fantastic job with the program.
Mike, tell us, our listeners who don't see Anthony Silva because it's on radio, but describe him as a player and what he means to your team.
You know, Anthony, a 1,000-point scorer as a junior is a rarity. He's a strong kid. He's becoming more of a leader for us. He's not a vocal kid by any stretch. But every day in practice, he's become our hardest worker, and that's what you want from your quote-unquote stud. He shoots the three ball very well. He's fantastic in transition. As I said, he's getting better defensively. That's been his flaw throughout his career. I'm starting to see those strides, and we need that if we're going to, you know, do anything this season.
Finally, Mike, can you go through your starting lineup for our listeners here tonight?
Sure. At the point, we're starting Iverson Lopez. Ivy's a sophomore guard. Kind of been thrust into the we've been on a search for a point guard where, you know, Eric Rosario had run the program for the last 4 years. You know, we had a couple of kids that had sat behind Eric the last few years that we thought were going to be able to step in, and they'd struggled a little bit early. So we you know, asked Ivy to step into a role that he's more of a two guard, but he was outstanding against Peabody, and he's been very good in practice, so I'm thrilled with him. Abraham Diaz will start at the five spot for us. Abe is a sophomore as well. Abe's a long, athletic kid, shoots the ball very well, likes to face the basket. He's not a true five. We're more of a four or five guy out type set. But he's got tremendous ability. The thing with Abe is that he's the motor isn't always going for him. So we're hoping that, you know, he's going to pick up on that a little bit and And if he can find the intensity that he needs, he can be an outstanding player. Anthony Silva, who we just spoke of, is just he's our leader, you know, and everyone is going to try and take him away. There'll be boxes and gimmick defenses all season. And he's just going to have to fight through the frustration of dealing with that night in and night out. And he did an outstanding job against Peabody. He got his points in transition. And, you know, when they went box on us, you know, we had other kids step up and make shots, and Anthony was willing to not force things. Javaris Hill is another sophomore. Javaris is actually a Keandre Stanton. It's his brother. Keandre played for us a few years back, a high flyer. Javaris is more of a slasher. He's a lefty. He's actually developed a little bit of a jump shot, which he didn't have last year. He's worked awful hard. You know, and he stepped in and found himself in a starting role, which is probably not where we saw him at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we're thrilled with him. And then lastly is Christian Ebert. He's starting in the four spot for us. Christian is a junior. He's a very, very hard worker. He's become a very good defensive rebounder, which, you know, I wasn't sure that was in him. And he's really done some nice things off the glass. He's also a kid that can shoot a little bit. We haven't shot it all that well the last few years. You know, we've had some success, but it's been more in transition. And this team shoots it a little bit better. So, you know, we're different in that way, in that regard. But hopefully, you know, things will gel for us and we'll continue to get better.
All right, Mike, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Bill.
Mike Carr, head basketball coach at Lynn English High. Boys basketball, we're back with more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com live coverage of the Lynn English Danvers High boys basketball game, and the tip is won by Danvers as we get things underway. For the Falcons, Kenneth Crittenden is the point guard. He controls the ball outside, comes dribbling to the left side, dishes it off from the left corner up to the left wing. Here's a long three from the left corner by Rashad Francois, and he's got his first points of the night. Down right down court, we got a blocking foul on the Falcons. Up and down action here. I believe that is on Anthony Silva? No. Okay, number player that I don't have right there. Free throw is good. No, check that. I'll Silva at the free throw line. Silva hits the first one. And he's got the second one. 3-2 the game. Foul was on Mike Nestor of Danvers High School. Right up court, we got a foul away right away here on Lynn English High School. And this foul is on Javaris Hill. Each team now with a personal foul just underway. 30 seconds into this basketball game. 3-2, Danvers up on top. Falcons with it. Devon Allen driving, pull-up jump shot. He's got fouled. Well, the referees are setting a little tone early here. Devon Allen, one of the captains on this team, point guard for Danvers High School. Hill with his second foul, and Devon Allen to the free throw line hits the first one. 4-2 the score. Danvers up on top. We're having some technical difficulty here tonight with our wireless connection for some reason. Second one is in and out. Score remains 4-2. Danvers up on top. English throws it away in the backcourt. Pass up on the left. Tips off the fingertips of a guard on the left side. So Danvers will inbound at midcourt. Their right side. John Walsh, head coach at Danvers High School. Mike Carr, the head coach at Lynn English High School. Game will be rebroadcast in its entirety, available on demand later tonight here on the website. Here's a give and go for the Falcons into the paint. Crittenden off on the wing. A jump shot by Francois doesn't go. It's an air ball. Rebound English High School. They kick it up court quickly on the left side. Iverson Lopez on the dribble up top. Flips a pass down on the left wing side for Riho. And there's a foul outside. Or an out of bounds, actually. Just an out of bounds player stepped out of bounds. That was Christian Ebert. 6'5 junior for English High School. Danvers to inbound in backcourt. Getting some pressure here from the Bulldogs. Looking at man defense here. With it, Devon Allen up over midcourt. Comes right to left. Dishes back up top for Crittenden. Crittenden down. They work it down underneath. They second handoff, and now they have to tip it back outside. Couldn't get it going underneath. Devon Allen with it. Penetrating to the paint. A runner. A scoop. Doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. English has the ball. With the basketball, Riho up court. Quick pass out on the right side. A three from Lopez. No. And it goes out of bounds off Danvers. 6:21 to go. First quarter. 4-2 the score. Danvers is leading Lynn English here. But Danvers 27-0 last year. English 17-3. What a season for both teams. Pull-up jump shot by English High. Silpa doesn't go. Rebound Danvers. Long down court pass to Francois. Kicks it in the middle to Nestor. A drive and a layup doesn't go, but he draws a foul. Good take by Nestor to the basket. Good strong take coming in off the left wing. Nestor will go to the free throw line for English High School. A foul on Diaz. That's his first foul. Nestor's free throw is good. He'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting. Nestor shooting to the basket to the near end here, our end. And this one is good. 2-for-2 for Nestor. 6-2, Danvers leading Lynn English High School. English basketball. Lopez up to midcourt. Picked up there defensively by Crittenden. Goes down to the drive. Penetrating underneath. A layup by Diaz is good, and he's fouled. Diaz with the 2 points, his first points of the night, and a foul. Foul on Moriarty. Kieran Moriarty. About 2 minutes gone by in this game. At the free throw line for English High School is Diaz. Free throw kicks out. He was on a 1-1. And it's a Danvers rebound. Falcons up court. Kick it down in the paint, but it's stolen away. Loose ball picked up there by Anthony Diaz. The long down court pass goes out of, oh, a traveling violation. A little out of control are the Bulldogs here on that one possession. It's a 6-4 game. Allen to inbound for Danvers. Gets a return pass and slowly walks it up. Up near midcourt. Picked up man-to-man by English High School's Riho. Cuts through on the give and go, and the ball is outside. They work it down low. They kick it back out on the right wing. Here's Francois with a long three on the right wing. No. Rebound pulled down by Riho of English High School. Loops it up over midcourt. It's hauled down there by Iverson Lopez. Ivy Lopez with a right-hand dribble. Exchanging with Riho. Drops it down left of the block. A spin, a drive to the basket. Abraham Diaz off the glass doesn't go. Rebound stripped down by Danvers High School. Up court they come. Wearing the bright blue uniforms, white numerals. English with the home grays and the maroon numbers. Here's a three out on the right wing. It's good by Devon Allen. Devon Allen with a three. Here's an English drive. Shots on the rim. It doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. English has it. And they can't get a shot off. That was the first three for Allen of the night. John Walsh in his sixth year as coach here at Danvers High, at Danvers High School. A three out on the right wing. One more time by Devon Allen. This one doesn't go from the corner. On the right side, long rebound hauled down by the Bulldogs of Lynn English High. Up court to midcourt. A couple of exchanges outside. Silva on the take to the basket. A foul outside. Out above the circle. It'll be an English ball on the side. Danvers foul. Guess it's on Nestor. That's his second foul. Here's Silva, a long three from the left side. It doesn't go. Rebound is Danvers. Francois with it. On the dribble up to midcourt. Off for Devon Allen, junior captain, point guard. Comes down right baseline. Goes underneath with a bounce pass to the left corner. A three from there doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Crittenden. Danvers gets the offensive board deep down in the corner. Kick it back up top for a straight on jump shot. No. And the Bulldogs have the rebound. Lopez up court. Quickly out on the left side for Silva. He's the guy to watch here tonight for Lynn English High School. Off for Lopez up top. 3:32 to go. First quarter, 9-4 the score. Danvers leading Lynn English. A take to the basket and a runner doesn't fall for Riho. Danvers with the rebound. Moriarty with the ball. Up court. Off on the left for Francois. He comes to the paint from the left side. Passes out on the right. Off it goes underneath, and a layup doesn't go off the fingertips of Nestor coming down the middle. Took the feed from the end line. Nice opportunity, and now an offensive foul called on English High School, Abe Diaz. He went down in the lane, kind of gave his shoulder a little bit. Could have gone either way, one of those calls, but it's an offensive foul on Diaz. And Danvers gets the ball with 3 minutes to play first quarter. 9-4, Danvers leads here on the road at Lynn English High School. Falcons, Nestor to the corner, cross-court pass on the left. It is a drive by Allen, or by Francois, rather, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hebert, and English comes down, loses the ball in the paint. Rashad Francois with it, up to midcourt, guarded tightly by Iverson Lopez. Starts to the left side, can't get by him, now doubled outside, gets the feed off. Danvers trying to recognize an open man. Couldn't do it in time. Devon Allen up top. Going one-on-one into the paint. Kicks it back out for Nestor. Nestor down underneath. Shot is blocked. Nice block there by Diaz on the Rashad Francois. And English starts it up court. 2 minutes to play first quarter. English drives and a foul outside. Starting from way outside. We've already had eight fouls in this game. Danvers foul. Let's see, I'm not sure who that foul was on. Oh, English foul, excuse me, on Hebert. So it's a Danvers basketball as they start up court. Nestor gets it in the corner and he is fouled. Fouled there by Hebert. That's his second foul. So it'll be a Danvers ball on the side. 2 minutes, 1:52 to play. First quarter. Danvers up 9-4. A little bit sloppy here in the early going. Neither team really getting into a rhythm. Falcons drive to the paint and a dish underneath for Moriarty's got it. And a timeout is called by Danvers, I believe. So Moriarty with the 2 points. And we'll take a break here with a score 11-4. Danvers leading Lynn English. This is MSO, newsports.com, high school boys basketball.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Welcome back to Lynn English High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsports.com. Tomorrow, high school hockey, Saturday, Danvers versus Beverly. I guess it's the first high school hockey game ever at Endicott College in the Northeastern Conference. So it's Danvers at Beverly, 2 o'clock, and it's right here on MSONewsSports.com. Rick Moore will have the call for you. English is trailing here 11-4 with a minute 45 to go first quarter. English High will inbound. Christian Hebert will inbound from the end line. And Danvers showing full court pressure here. With the basketball, Hebert brings it up. Guarded there tightly by Coakley of Danvers. Or check that. No, that's not Coakley. That's Crittenden. And they exchange out for Riho with a minute and a half to play. Riho way outside off the Crit Hebert in the right corner. Up top, Lopez. Shot clock with four. Ball still way out on the right wing. Here's a long shot blocked. Nice block there way outside on a three by Rashad Francois. And Danvers gets the basketball. And they have the lead 11-4 with a minute to play in the first quarter. Falcons with it outside the three-point line on the right wing. With it out there, it is Allen. Ball stripped away, taken by English's Silva, and he drives and lays it in. Big steal by Silva there, and a basket right back on the Falcons, and a lay-in on a fast break basket to Moriarty. Kieran Moriarty with the 2 points, 13-6. Up and down we go here. 39 seconds to play. English's Riho out top for Lopez. Still up top as they exchange. Lopez weaves his way to the foul line down, and he draws a foul. This should be on Trey Crittenden, the senior guard. Not a shooting foul, it is. And for Crittenden, that's his first foul. 29 seconds to play. 13-6 to score. Danvers leading. Falcon, the Bulldogs inbound out on the right wing. Off for Lopez on the right base. Off in for just inside the foul line. A little jump shot by Hebert is good. His first points of the night. Coming down to 15 seconds to play in the quarter. A little collision just inside the foul line. Turnover. English has it, and there's a blocking foul. Could be a shooting foul here. It is. Foul is on Coakley. Tag Coakley. It's his first foul. Not a shooting foul. Blocking foul. Long inbounds pass with 10 seconds to go. Goes up top, and Danvers knocks the ball out of bounds. Player does it like a cartwheel over the bench, and great athletic move by Devon Allen. Did a cartwheel, seriously, right over the Danvers bench and the chairs there. And blocked the ball out of bounds. It's an English ball. They drive the baseline. A layup, no, but a foul. 16 fouls for each team here now. Blocking foul. That will be the first foul on Devon Allen. 4.4 seconds to play in the quarter. Free throw is good by Silva. Anthony Silva of Lynn English High School makes it a 13-9 game. Next one is on the rim, doesn't go, went in and out. So it's a four-point game. Danvers down court, throws it away at the buzzer. And that'll do it. At the end of one, the score. Danvers 13, Lynn English 9 on MSONewsSports.com.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Second quarter getting underway here, and it'll be a Lynn English ball at midcourt. Officials are talking it over with both coaches here. Mike Carr, Lynn English High School. John Walsh, Danvers High School. Inbounds pass goes into the backcourt for Lynn English High School. With the basketball, Riho drops it off for Lopez. Back to Riho, left wing. Riho up to Silpa. Silpa, little jump shot, blocked, tipped away. He gets it back, though. Kicks it off on the right for Lopez. He's in the foul line, doubled up, and knocks the ball. The ball is knocked free, and now it comes back off to Riho, and he's fouled. We're in a bonus now. Danvers foul on Francois. That's his first foul. And so we're shooting one and ones here as we just start the second quarter. Riho at the free throw line for Lynn English High School. And the first one is no good. No bonus. 13-9 the score. Danvers gets the rebound and starts up court. Allen with it. Kicks it off on the left. Pull-up jump shot, Crittenden. It's no good. Rebound batted away from English's Riho, but he gets it back. Off for Holy. Brett Holy into the game. Looks like he's got a face guard. Off for Lopez to Riho. Working another new player in. Alex Thomas in for English High School. Back give and go to Thomas from Lopez. Doesn't go. A loose ball picked up by the Falcons. A minute gone by. Second quarter. 13-9 the score. Lynn English trailing Danvers. Danvers away here tonight at Lynn English High School. Game on MSONewsSports.com. Nestor up on the right wing. A jump shot. A three by Allen. Doesn't go. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by English's Brett Holy. Junior forward. Off for Riho. Kicks it off on the left side for Thomas. Back up top for Lopez. Lopez brings it in from the left wing up top, out near midcourt, in the middle. Drives by one, can't get by the other defender. Now spins to the basket, a shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Moriarty. Up court for Crittenden. Ball knocked away, and he gets it back. Crittenden, cross court right for Allen. He drives a spin, nice move, doesn't go. Rebound on the end line, saved there by English High School. Riho with that play. Up court, the pass goes. Pull-up jump shot. Silpa got it. From the left wing coming in. There's the first bucket of the second quarter. 2 minutes in. A 13-11. Two-point game. Danvers leading. They have the basketball. Devon Allen comes up over midcourt. Drops a pass off on the right for Crittenden. He, in turn, goes off on the right. A cross-court pass. Now pulled up, pulled down by Francois. Not a great pass there. Off for Crittenden. Nestor, a three out on the right wing, got it. That's the first bucket for Danvers in the second quarter. A three, 16-11 the score. 5:20 to go first half. High school hockey tomorrow, Danvers-Beverly, 2 o'clock, right here at MSONewsSports.com on Channel A. Pull-up jump shot by English's Thomas from the right side, doesn't go. Danvers has the rebound, up court, Francois hit. Just got pushed, coming up over midcourt. And that'll put Danvers into the bonus situation. Ball play well away from the action. That would be on Riho. That's his first foul. Each team now with 7 fouls, each team in the bonus. Rashad Francois going to the free throw line for the Falcons. First one is in the air, and he's got it. So we'll get the bonus. .507 to play, first half. Francis has the right foot slightly ahead of the left. The right-hand toss is good. 18-11 the score. English basketball. Riho to the paint. A jumper. No. Little pull-up shot. Rebound grabbed there on the floor by English High's Lopez, and he pulls it out. 4:55 to go, first half. 7-point Danvers lead, English basketball. Silpa, foul line left extended. Off on the right side, a jump shot. Is it a three? No, it is a two by Alex Thomas. I think it was a two. Off on the right side. Ball for Crittenden. On the right. Gives it off for Allen. Allen coming baseline. Puts a runner in off the glass and good. Well, this Danvers team had that 27-0 season a year ago. Riho slips by a defender up by midcourt. Drops it off for Lopez. Kicks it off on the right wing for Thomas. Shot doesn't go. He hit that last one. Didn't get that one. 20-14. 6-point Danvers lead. They fire a pass down in the corner. Threading it down underneath. Back up top. Foul line. Jump shot is on the rim. Doesn't go from Moriarty. English rebound. Riho. Off for Thomas. Up court. And a timeout call by English High. Timeout. 3:48 to go. Second quarter. Danvers leads English by 6, 20-14 on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to go. First half, 20-14. Danvers is leading Lynn English. English basketball at midcourt. Inbounds pass off to Thomas, running the floor. From left to right, comes in, spins to the paint, kicks it off. Pass out on the right side for Silpa. Long three, no. Rebound hauled down there by Coakley of Danvers High School. Tag Coakley. Off to Crittenden. Trey Crittenden up to midcourt to the circle. Underhand pass off on the left side for Allen. Allen's pass down low is stolen away. Nice play by Brett Holy. Up ahead to Thomas. Kicks it off for Silpa. A three on the right wing. He's got it. Oh, Anthony Silpa. That's his first three of the night. He's a guy to really watch here tonight for Lynn English High School. Falcons to the foul line. Crittenden. Flips it down to Francois, left corner, shot doesn't go, rebound pulled down there by Lopez, and he's fouled as he came to midcourt. I think that's on Coakley. That's his second foul. Again, both teams are in the penalty situation. 18 fouls on Danvers, 7 on Lynn English. Going to the foul line is Lopez. 2 minutes, 55 seconds to play, first half. Lopez, 1-1. First one is good, so it'll get the bonus. It's his first point of the night. Iverson Lopez, Ivy Lopez. Right-hand free-throw shooter. Where's the number four? This one's a lot of fingertips, and he's got it. You love it when you see those fingertips. Rebound Danvers. Long down-court pass. Hauled down there by Nestor. Kicked it into the backcourt. Off to Coakley. Check that. This is Crittenden. Crittenden off on the right wing for Allen. He drives and throws a pass away in the corner. Got a little much pressure. Threw it away. Turnover. English ball on a one-point game, 20-19. English within a point. Alex Thomas to inbound for Lynn English High. Off to Lopez, back to Thomas, up on the left side. It goes for Diaz. In the middle, Javaris Hill in the game. Outside, big guy Diaz holds it, now comes to the basket, kicks it back out on the right wing. A three from there is no good from Hill. Danvers rebound. Nestor. Long down court pass. Man open and a lay in by Moriarty. He's got 6 points now for Danvers. Three-point game, 22-19, Danvers leads. Lopez for English holds the ball outside. Man-to-man defense. They got Coakley on. No, check that. I'm just going to see. They got a foul outside now. I'm just seeing who was guarding Silva, but Silva's not out there right now. He just came out of the game, I guess. So Silva's out, getting a breather. Back to the line is Iverson Lopez. Another foul on Danvers. This one is on Moriarty. That's his second foul. Free throw by Lopez is good. First end of a 1-1, so he'll get the bonus. Now Silva back into the game, checking out his Tommy Riho, a guard for English High School. Lopez, second shot, good. 2 for 2 for Lopez, 4 for 4 from the foul line here tonight, and it's a one-point game again. Nestor spins right of the lane, kicks it back up top for Crittenden. Crittenden being overplayed, gets by a man and draws a foul. And that foul is on Javaris Hill, a sophomore. That's his third foul. So Hill will go out of the game, and coming into the game is J.C. Moya, a guard. Hill checks out. Moya in at the free throw line for Danvers is Kenneth Crittenden, and the shot is good. So they'll have another. Nine Danvers fouls, 8 English fouls here in the first half. And the second one is good. So Crittenden gets 2 free throws. It's a 3-point game again, 24-21. Silva hauls a pass in right bay corner, comes to the baseline, drives, puts it in. Good take by Anthony Silva. Oh, strong take along the baseline and elevated and got to the glass. A minute 22 to go. Right, left to right pass by Danvers. Kicking it out to Allen on the right side for a three. He's got it. 27-23. Diaz back. Runner, no. And a foul, though. Check that. That's Moya. Moya with a good strong take to the basket. Drawing the foul. That foul is on Coakley. That's his third foul. With all these fouls now, now in the double bonus situation, but that was a shooting foul. So Moya going to the line for Lynn English High. He's got 2 shots. Left hand free throw shooter. Missed. Wide left. Moya's second free throw coming up. That is on the rim. Bounces. Nope. That doesn't go. 0 for 2 for the line. 27-23. Danvers leads. They have the basketball. A minute to play first half. With the basketball, Crittenden gets by one defender. Covered back up by Silva. Kicks it back out. Nestor going strong to the basket. Off balance layup. No. And the ball's tipped around. Nestor tries to track it down. He's out of bounds on the tip. And it'll be an English ball. Very good call by the official here. Tricky little call with a ball player's crisscrossing down deep in the corner right in front of us here. 46 seconds to play, first half. English with the basketball trailing by 4. 27-23 up court. Lopez with it. Up on the left, it goes into backcourt. Off the fingertips of Brett Holy. Turnover there for English. Danvers ball at midcourt, right side. It will be Devin Allen to inbound. Gets a return pass from Francois. Comes in from the right side to the top of the circle. Actually out in the center circle. Comes right of the key. Kicks it up on the left for Francois. He drives back out on the perimeter. A three from the right wing doesn't go from Crittenden. Rebound English High. Thomas down court, ball stolen away. Picked up there by Allen. Allen holds, 10 seconds, and a foul outside. That'll be the 9th foul on English High School. First foul on Silva. 10.2 seconds to play. We're in the 1-1 here for Danvers. Allen to go to the free throw line. Substitutions. Justin Roberto coming in for Danvers High School. also coming in here. Can see his number. Oh, Crittenden back in. Free throw is no good. Rebound Danvers back to Crittenden. Allen, the shot doesn't go. So Allen missed the free throw. Danvers got the offensive board off the floor. And they have a four-point lead with 5 seconds to play English basketball. Thomas to inbound. Alex Thomas off for Moya. A runner, no, at the buzzer. And we come to the end of the first half with the score. Danvers 27, Lynn English 23 on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell. We're at the half here at Lynn English High School with the score. Danvers 27, Lynn English 23. The score at the end of the first quarter had Danvers leading 13-9. Each team scored 14 points in the second quarter. So thus, pretty even second quarter for sure. And it really did feel like a pretty even second quarter as well. Just had some individual scoring for Danvers. Rashad Francois had 5 points in the first half. Crittenden with two, Nestor with 5 points, two from the free throw line. Devon Allen had 9 points, and Kieran Moriarty had 6 points for Danvers High School. For English High School, Iverson Lopez, Ivy Lopez with 4 points, all from the free throw line. Abe Diaz with 2 points, and Anthony Silva, let me check this out, 11 points in the first half, our high score. And Alex Thomas with 2 points, and Christian Ebert with 2 points as well. So that's the score here, 27-23. Danvers leading Lynn English High School. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
What a head lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Couple of reminders here coming up on MSONewsSports.com. High school hockey tomorrow afternoon. Danvers playing Beverly at Endicott College. That's a 2 o'clock faceoff with Rick Moore from Endicott. And then we have high school basketball boys action on Wednesday night next week. Peabody playing at Beverly. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip, and we'll have live streaming video of that game right here on MSONewsSports.com. So we've got a lot of sports coming up this winter here. So check back with us. Check back with the website from time to time. And, of course, we'll have this game up. I know technically we're coming in and out a little bit tonight. The entire broadcast will be available on our website later on tonight. Well, Danvers is out on the court, ready for the second half. We'll take one more fast break, and when we come back, second half action right here. The score at the half, Danvers 27, Lynn English 23, and high school boys basketball action tonight on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Second half, Danvers basketball to get things underway. They lead by four, 27-23, and the inbounds pass to start the second half is taken by Danvers in the backcourt. Allen with it on the right wing. Allen being guarded there by Diaz. Garden going in once, pulling back out, now pulling back out and kicking the pass off on the left side to Crittenden. Off to Allen on the right to Crittenden. Crittenden on the dribble way outside. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Crittenden down the middle, dishes it off. Left corner jump shot, no good. Oh, no. It counted. And I think that was Nestor. It should have been a good basket. Released in time. Shot clock, the buzzer went off, but the ball was in the air. 29-23, two-point basket there. English turnover. Oh, no, it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be an English basketball. Just underway second half here. 29-23, English trailing, English basketball. Bulldogs drive to the basket. This is Silpa, and he's got a driving lay-in. Good, strong move by Silpa. Oh, he's done it. Coach Wallace probably called him, I think, probably the best player in the league. Not oversized, but very complete basketball player. Driving to the basket. The shot by Allen is blocked from behind. Danvers gets the loose ball, though. A scoop layup is good by Rashad Francois. And he was fouled, and he will go to the free throw line. Foul on Hebert. That's his third foul. We start fresh with fouls. He's got in the bonus early in the first half. Francois hits the free throw. Ball thrown away. It'll be an English basketball, sidelines right. Looking to inbound, it is Lopez off for English's Holy, missed the layup. Rebound Danvers underneath. Nestor with the rebound. Kicks it off for Allen. Drives hard. Kicks it back out on the left side. Comes to Francois. Up top for Allen. Allen holds it. 16 on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense here by English High School. Allen coming left side this time. Flips it off for Francois. Drives the paint. Kicks it out in the corner, but he draws a foul. About 2 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Foul is on J.C. Moya. It's his second foul. Check that. I'm sorry. That's not on Moya. Clean that up. Francois, that's his second foul. Francois the foul. As Silpa of English with a left corner jump shot. That doesn't go. And Danvers starts the ball up court. A three out on the right wing by Francois. No good. Rebound Allen outside. His pass is batted away, but it comes back to him. Out on the right side, Francois again for a three. No. Rebound knocked to the floor. Danvers gets the ball on the floor. Francois off for Allen. Back up to Francois, exchanging with Allen. 5.5 to play. Third quarter. 32-25 Danvers. Outside on the left side, Moriarty to Nestor. Way out. To Allen coming down the paint. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Abe Diaz. Good block, as it looked like he was beaten there. But he came back with those long arms, Abe Diaz. Good defensive play by Diaz. 5:14 to go, third quarter. 10 on the shot clock for Danvers. They inbound underneath their own basket. Francois takes it on the right side, flips it off to Nestor out on the left wing. Out for Allen, a three. Got it on the left wing. English wants time. It's a 10-point game, 35-25. Danvers up on top. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead on MSONewsports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
5 minutes, 3 seconds to play, third quarter. A 10-point Danvers lead. The Falcons have opened one up here. This English team is not the same team they had a year ago. A lot of those players are gone. A 17-win team. Danvers not the same team they were a year ago. A 27-0 team and a Division II state title. Both coaches have done a great job at their respective schools. English works it down low. Lay-in by Javaris Hill. His first bucket of the second half. Just the second bucket for English High School in the second half. 35-27 now. Here's Danvers. Allen driving in a lay-in. Oh, my. Boy, he had to shovel that ball from left to right and hung in the air and scooped it off the glass and in. Right back is English. Diaz a shot. No. Tipped up. No. Second effort. Holy is good. Oh, Hebert. Start that. Hebert with the basket. Christian Hebert for English High School. Francois to midcourt, off on the right side. Nestor, a runner off the glass and home. Oh, good old-time basketball shot right there by Nestor of English of Danvers High School. Brings it back out to a 10-point game. Diaz, left corner dribble for English. Back on the left wing for Hebert. No good. Offensive rebound back up for English. No, and a foul. Good, strong effort underneath by Javaris Hill. So he'll go to the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is on Nestor. That's his third foul. That might bring Nestor out of the game. I'm not sure. I thought we had a sub here. Oh, I thought we were fouled. I thought we were shooting here. My mistake here. I thought for sure we were shooting on that. English to inbound. 10-point game. On the end line. It comes out to Hill. To the foul line. Diaz, jumper, no. Danvers rebound. Chip Crittenden. With the rebound outside and on the dribble up to midcourt. On the left side. Squirts by a couple of defenders. Flips it off for Francois in the corner. Left side. Back for Nestor. A drive. A little opening. Got it. Oh, Mike Nestor with 6 points now here in the second half. Lighten it up a little bit here. 41-29. A nice drive to the basket by Diaz right down the middle. Threading the needle somehow, beating the D. 10-point game again. English closed the 12-point deficit. Allen to midcourt. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Off on the right for Crittenden. Ball stolen away by Diaz. Comes on an off-balance dish off underneath for Silva. He's got it. Silva with the basket. A steal. 8-point game. 41-33. Danvers with the lead. The ball. Double up midcourt. And a foul. Got a reach-in foul on Diaz. No, I got that. That's Lopez, rather, with a reach-in foul. Lopez with his first foul. Danvers inbound at midcourt, into backcourt to Francois. Francois taking it to the basket, now kicks it back out around the perimeter. Nestor coming in left wing. Another runner, he's got it. This time no glass. Nestor with another bucket. Nestor has 5-8, 13 points in the game and a timeout, 2:37 to play. We'll keep it right here this time and let you know that these two teams coming in here with a combined 44 wins from a year ago. English defeated Peabody on Tuesday night, 69-68. Wild game there. English finished last year at 17-3. Danvers a year ago, 27-0, a Division II state title. On Tuesday night, their opener, they defeated Revere 69-40. Devon Allen with 20 points, Rashad Francois with 11 points. Tomorrow we have high school hockey on MSONewsSports.com. Rick Moore will bring it to you on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tip-off from face-off at Endicott College. That'll be at 2, Danvers and Beverly. Danvers-Beverly High School Hockey here on MSONewsSports.com tomorrow. If you're thinking about these divisions right now in the Northeastern Conference, the large this year has Danvers. So the large schools are Beverly, Danvers, Classical English, Peabody, and Revere. Again, that's Beverly, Danvers, Classical English, Peabody, and Revere. The small, Salem, Gloucester, Marblehead, Saugus, Swampscott, and Winthrop. So this is a in-conference game here tonight for Danvers and Lynn English here this evening. It'll be an English ball. They trail by 10 points here, 2:30 to play in the third quarter. With the ball, Lopez off on the right wing for Rijo. Back to Lopez, to Silva. He drives to the basket and he draws a foul. Another strong take by Silva. Yeah, that foul's on Allen. That's his second foul. And Silva going to the line for two shots. Anthony Silva for English High School. Fouled in the act of shooting. Nice strong take to the basket. His forte. Right foot ahead of the left foot. Shot is short. He'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting. Brett Holig into the game. Out of the game, Christian Hebert. Second one is good by Silva. And Danvers to inbound. Rashad Francois. Off it goes to Crittenden, back to Francois, comes left to right, kicks it out on the right side for Allen. He's got a three. Oh, man. That's his fourth three of the evening here tonight, and it's a 12-point Danvers lead. That's their biggest lead of the night. They had a 12-point lead earlier. Now a layup attempt by Holy doesn't go. Rebound, Nestor of Danvers, up court. Nestor sliding by, I'm feeling it, laying it in. Another bucket for Nestor. 10 points here in the third quarter for him. A minute and a half to play. Underneath, Holy, shot blocked and a foul. That'll be on Crittenden. That'll be his second foul. And at the free throw line is Brett Holy. Football player on the Lynn English High Bulldogs team. One missed, first one. Fouled in the act of shooting, he'll have another. Bill Newell with you on a Friday night, North Shore High School basketball on MSONewsSports.com. And again, we are having some technical difficulties with our broadcast tonight. Second one is missed. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Moriarty of Danvers. Off for Allen to midcourt. Allen left-right dribble, back on the left hand, shovels it off for Nestor coming left to right. Here he comes again to the basket, a runner. That one doesn't go. And Holy with a nice rebound going up for that out about 10 feet away. Up court, English High School, Diaz. And a block. Oh, an offensive foul on Diaz? Yes, an offensive foul on Diaz as he's coming to the bucket. With a minute 12 to play here in the third quarter. 48-34, 14-point lead for Danvers High School. They've got the basketball. Allen to inbound, off for Francois. Back to Allen in backcourt. Minute 6 to play. Allen way out on the right wing. That's where he hit the three a moment ago. Kicks it off on the left side for Crittenden. Back exchanging with Allen left to right. Allen on the right side. Inside the three line. Now back outside. A three attempt. Short. Rebound English out deep. Shoveling it off for Riho. Out on the left wing. A three is good by Hebert. Oh, he drained that one from deep out in the corner. 48-37, an 11-point Danvers lead. Danvers basketball. Allen on the right. Bumped by Riho. Gets it off to Nestor. Nestor two-hand pass to the foul line. Coming down the lane with a shot is Moriarty. That doesn't go. Danvers picks up the loose ball outside. Kicking it out on the left side. A three attempt. No good by Crittenden. Rebound Francois. A three from out on the right wing. No. Danvers teeing up some threes here in the third quarter. Seconds to go. Silp is fouled outside. That foul is on Allen. That's his third foul. You got to think about foul trouble here. That's also, well, fifth team foul here against Danvers. 6 seconds to play in the quarter. It's an 11-point Danvers lead. Lopez to inbound for English High School. Lopez up top, 2 seconds, driving a runner. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And the quarter ends with a score. Danvers 48, Lynn English 37 on MSONewsSports.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Friday night, high school basketball, MSONewsSports.com. English ball to start the second half. There's a drive to the basket by Tommy Riho for 2 points for English High School. And it's a 48-39 game, a 9-point game. Danvers had a 14-point lead twice in this second half, outscoring English 21-14 in that third quarter. Turnover at Danvers High School. English basketball, 9-point deficit. Silpa, right wing three, no. Long rebound, pulled down by Danvers. Foul from behind. Allen with the rebound, and the foul was on Hebert. That's his fourth foul. Danvers basketball, little run here by English High School. Late third quarter into the fourth quarter here, 48-39. Still a 9-point English, the Danvers lead rather. Crittenden is, now we got a tie up. Held ball at midcourt. Two athletic directors tonight, Gary Malaya from English High School, Dick Newton working tonight at English High. Here is our site director and Andrew St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School. Danvers basketball on the inbounds. They work it out on the right wing. Allen a three on the right wing. No, rebound tipped around. English has it. With it there, Silpa. Up court, Riho. Kicking it down, Silpa left corner. Pull up jump shot. No, rebound. Danvers High, Francois with it. Coming down, we got a wild finish here. 6:50 to play, fourth quarter. Allen guarded tightly at midcourt by Riho. Puts a pass back outside for Crittenden. To Moriarty. Foul line left extended. To Nestor, he'll come to the basket, pull up jumper, and in! Mike Nestor. He's having a big game here tonight for Danvers High School. There's a drive, a pull up jump shot, pass rather, into the paint. It doesn't go, intended for Hebert, and the rebound is Nestor's of Danvers. Lead pass up for Francois. On the right, going in, off balance layup, no. Rebound loose on the floor. It'll be a Danvers ball. All right, English ball, excuse me. I think they got a foul here. Yeah, they've got a foul on Francois. That's his third. Hebert right now is playing with four fouls for Danvers for English High School. Big lanky guy. Players trying to cut and pick underneath the basket. Out to Silva, right wing, a long three. No. Ball tipped back to Silva. Coming to the basket. And a blocking foul. And that'll be on Allen. And that's Allen's fourth foul. It's a big one for Danvers right there. Took a beating that time, did it? Allen. Good strong drive by Silva. In the fourth quarter here, 50-39. Free throws in the air, it's good. Hebert going out, coming into the game for English High School is Abraham Diaz, Abe Diaz. Silva's second free throw. That's good. Pretty solid ball player. Very solid ball player, Anthony Silva. Turnover, Danvers at midcourt, English basketball. Push it right back to the basket. Underneath, lay up and in by Evans. Andrew, check that. No, that's Holy. Brett Holy. My mistake. Brett Holy with the 2 points. Ball knocked away by English up by midcourt. Tenacious defense by English High School here. Forcing a turnover. Forcing the ball out of bounds. And now Danvers will have the ball at midcourt. And a 7-point lead with 5:32 to play. Good crowd on hand here for the Falcons. Nestor takes the inbounds pass in backcourt. Starts it up the right side. Works it off for Crittenden. Ball stolen away by Silva. Dishes it off for Lopez and he lays it in. A steal, a take, and a drive, and an open basket. Ball knocked away. It'll be a Danvers ball at the midcourt. It's a 5-point game. Now Coach Mike Carr has seen his Bulldogs roar back from a 14-point deficit to a 5-point deficit. 50-45 here now. 5:13 to play in the basketball game. Crittenden with it. Crittenden beats a defender, comes to the foul line, off-balance shot, no. And big, big play there by Diaz, Abe Diaz, up court. Ball player Lopez goes down, and I think we got a timeout. Yep, a little scramble on the floor, alert timeout by English High School. We'll take it here, MSONewsSports.com, 5 minutes to play, 50-45, Danvers leading Lynn English.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
4 minutes, 59 seconds to play in this basketball game. English to inbound at midcourt, trailing by five. Again, they were down 14, now they're down five here in the second half. Lopez, a runner in the paint, no good. Rebound tipped around, comes out for English High School. Riho out for Silva, a three from straight on, no. That would have made it a one-possession game. Nestor the rebound up at the top of the circle. With it, Allen playing with four fouls for Danvers High School. Goes by Riho. Off for Nestor. Comes in. Pulls it back out for Allen with a pounce pass. Top of the circle. Drive. Pull-up jumper. Allen on the rim. No. Batted back outside. Allen commits a foul. Allen commits a foul on Silva, who was going for a loose ball. They were both going for it. Allen undercut him, and that'll be five on Allen. Oh, no, yep, that's five. So Allen goes out with 4:20 to play. That's a big blow for Danvers. And Silva going to the free throw line. We're in a bonus situation for English. Anthony Silva has a 1-1 here. Good free throw shooter. And it's no good. So he does not get the bonus on the 1-1. Danvers rebound. 5-point game still. Outside, three out on the left wing. Francois, no. Rebound loose on the floor. Scramble for the ball. Finally, no foul. It's just an out of bounds. It'll be an English ball. Oh, this is a hard-fought game here. 4:10 to play. 50-45. English trails five. They have the ball. Up top, Lopez. Silva, pull-up pass out on the left side. A jump shot. Lopez got a three. Abe Diaz, rather. Abe Diaz with a three. It's a two-point game from the left wing. And a foul. A foul there on Lopez. Iverson Lopez. They're not in a penalty situation. It'll just be a Danvers ball on the sideline with Francois to inbound. Francois tosses it into backcourt off for Crittenden. Left-hand dribble. Gets to the circle. Comes over midcourt. Goes left, goes right. To Francois. Hook pass off to Nestor out deep. Nestor driving. Jump shot. No. Rebound. Coakley gets it. Tag Coakley back to the basket. Kicks it off on the left. Francois. Little 5-foot jump shot is good. Rashad Francois for Danvers. Back to a 4-point lead for Danvers. 52-48. 3:28 to play. Lopez for English. Off for Silva. Way out. Guarded by Nestor. Lopez bumped by Nestor. They both go down. Tied up is the ball. Probably a good non-call that time. I think Coach Walsh is saying that's a Danvers ball on the possession. Of course, it's all very important here. Somehow there's a little uncertainty about this. 52-48, held ball, alternating possession arrow to determine whose ball it is. Again, these two teams last year, 27-0 for Danvers, 17-3 for English. 44 wins between them. Now the officials are chatting this one over. Because Coach Walsh is saying that it should be a Danvers ball, and I think the table is going to agree with him on that. Coach Mike Carr, calm, not doing, saying anything, but he hasn't lost yet. So we got a delay here. Hockey tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Matinee game from Endicott College. Beverly Danvers here at 2 o'clock. Rick Moore with all the action on MSONewsSports.com. Wednesday night basketball. Beverly playing host to Peabody. Boys action here on MSO News Sports. And then we go into the holidays. It'll be a Danvers ball. All right. Rashad Francois to inbound. 3 minutes, 8 seconds to play. In the basketball game, 52-48, 4-point Falcon lead. Breakdown pass, Crittenden kicks it off on the right side for Coakley, traveling. He was way outside, nobody on him. Just one of those things, you start the feet before you put the ball down. And English will have the ball, trailing four with 3 minutes, 4 seconds to play. 52-48. We're at English High School tonight. Good crowd on hand here for high school basketball. Great to have you with us here tonight. Follow us on our Twitter account, Twitter at MSO. That's MSO at News Sports, MSO at News Sports. Now a pass down low, knocked away. Loose ball picked up there by Diaz. The English controls offensively. Kicking it out, left wing jump shot, no good. Scramble for the ball, tipped off Danvers, out of bounds. A great heads-up play by Brett Holy. Off the fingertips of a Danvers play, knocking the ball off of him. And now a Danvers player is knocked down to the floor, but I think it's a clear accident. He has a... And it'll be an English ball. Again, officials, good non-call right there. Three from the outside. Riho, no. Rebound tipped around. English offensive board. Back up. No. Second effort. Batted away out of bounds. It'll be an English ball. Diaz with the offensive board. Went off of a Danvers player. Danvers wants to call a timeout. Timeout with 2:29 to play. Getting a little wild here, folks. Hang in there with us here on MSO NewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
It'll be an Illinois English basketball on the end line. And before the officials at the table wants a question here, the official had handed the ball to the English player on the inbounds pass. Iverson Lopez. Lopez gets it again here on the end line. Off for Riho, left corner. Up top for Lopez. On the dribble, 2:24. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be an English ball. 2:23 to play in the game. 52-48, four-point game. We've held at this score for a little while here. English ball, sidelines right. Lopez lost a handle on it, went behind the bench. Now he has it. Guarded there by Crittenden on the inbounds. Off for Silva. Back for Perez. No, to Lopez. To Riho. Deep in the corner. Riho coming to the basket. Dish off underneath, ball out of bounds. It'll be a Danvers ball. Danvers basketball on the inbound. Nestor off to Crittenden. Back to Nestor to Crittenden. To midcourt Crittenden. A running pass off on the left for Nestor. He'll come to the basket. A runner on the glass. No. 2 minutes to go. English basketball. Long downcourt pass for Silva. Silva, three-pointer. Yes! Out on the right wing, a one-point game, a minute 41 to go. Nestor at midcourt, doubled up. Hangs free, two-hand pass off on the left side for Coakley. To Crittenden up top, way out. A minute and a half, 13 on the shot clock. Francois outside, trying to go. Gets to the paint, a runner, no! Rebound, big rebound there by Brent Holy. Holy pulling it down. Here comes English right back for the lead. A drive and a blocking foul on Danvers. The take to the basket by Iverson Lopez and the blocking foul on Tag Coakley. That'll be his fourth foul. It's a one-point game with a minute 10 to play. Lopez at the free throw line. Basket up, on the rim and good. Free throw. Put another one up there. Back into the game is Hebert. At the free throw line, Lopez. Second free throw, Lopez good. 2 for 2, English has the lead. 53-52. Danvers basketball. Crittenden fouled. Lopez commits the foul out deep. Oh, English is pressuring the ball. They have picked it up defensively here in this fourth quarter. Third foul on Lopez. It'll be a Danvers ball at midcourt, a minute three to play in a one-point game. English leads now. They were down 14 points in the second half. Up top, Francois. Off on the right side, Crittenden. 55 seconds, 20 on the shot clock. Nestor, way up top, off on the right, a little jump shot, no, tipped around the rim, English rebound, and a foul. Oh no, a timeout. Called by English with 44 seconds to play. We'll take it. 53-52, English leads Danvers on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Again, we do apologize tonight. We've had some technical difficulties connecting with our wireless connection here tonight. But I think we're on right now. If you didn't know that, you wouldn't know that, right? With 44 seconds to play in this game, 53-52 the score. English leading, down 14 points here in the second half of comeback. To get to a one-point lead here, so a 15-point swing. It's an English basketball with the 44 seconds to play. On the inbounds, it comes to Lopez. Lopez up top, picked up by Crittenden. Down on the left for Lopez. Here's a drive by Diaz underneath, a pass to Holy, and he's fouled. Brett Holy is fouled, and he's going to the free throw line. That's a foul on Crittenden. That's his third foul, 10th team foul, so that could be big, too. So they're in the double bonus. 10th team foul on Danvers. So Holy at the free throw line. Free throw is good. Holy missed two free throws earlier. Makes it first one here of two. And Brett Holy with a face mask here. Face shield. Second one is no good. Offensive. Oh, scramble for the ball. Picked up by Danvers. And a timeout by Danvers. 24.9 seconds to play in a two-point game. English player a little bit slow getting up here. That is Abe Diaz. He's had a big second half here tonight. And they are looking at his right, maybe his right ankle. He might have rolled something coming down with that. High school hockey tomorrow here on MSONewsSports.com. 2 o'clock faceoff from Endicott College. Danvers and Beverly with Rick Moore here on MSO News Sports. He's helped off, and he's walking off under his own power. Got a little bit of a skip to him, step as he comes off. Timeout was called by Danvers. 24.9 seconds to play. Danvers has had leads throughout most of this game here tonight, but English has taken the lead here. Let's see, 53-52 is when they took the lead. With about a minute 10 to play. And Danvers will inbound. They got the length of the court to go. Nestor to inbound for Danvers High School. Holds it over his head, now flips the pass out. Inbounds for Francois. Man-to-man defense. Francois off on the left for Crittenden. 19 seconds, he's in backcourt. Comes to midcourt, 16 seconds. Francois, Danvers is still going to get the one shot off, it looks like here. Francois taking it to the basket, kicks it back out for Crittenden. Timeout, Danvers. Okay, they have the ball in forecourt. They have a timeout with 5.6 seconds to play. Well, we've had some good basketball games here. We had a great girls game the other night. Beverly and Lynn Classical High School. Beverly winning by a point. Coach Seth Stanchion getting his first win of the year here tonight. Two coaches have been around for a little while. Not all that long, though. Mike Carr of Lynn English High School and John Walls from Danvers High School, both very successful. Both with a lot of respect for each other's programs. And here tonight, Danvers is trailing by a point, but they have a Coach Walsh is drawing up something in this timeout for Danvers High School with 5.6 seconds to play. And the score is 54-52. English is leading Danvers. So a Danvers ball. It'll be right in front of the Danvers bench, left sidelines, probably about 10 feet inside the midcourt line. Oh, no, they're giving the ball out on the other side here. Okay. The inbounds pass will be on the right sidelines with 5.6 to play. And the inbounds pass comes down on the right for Nestor. Nestor in trouble. Long three shot. No. Rio the rebound, and it's it. That's it. English has come from behind to defeat Danvers tonight, 54-52, here on MSONewsSports.com. We're back with more just ahead.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell here courtside after the Lynn English 54-52 win over Danvers High School. And I have Lynn English coach Mike Carr with us. Mike, I won't hold you for more than a minute here. I know. Mike, just it looks like your defense really stepped it up in that fourth quarter to turn the game around.
You know, well, we did. We certainly did.
You're a little uptight here, Mike.
You know, the thing is, our defense put us in the hole we were in as well at the beginning of the game. Yeah. We came out with no intensity, and our defense is kind of tough for us to pick up. It takes some time. But we were just very, very soft, and we went back to our trapping late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. And, we're able to turn them over and got our tempo back. You know, they're a heck of a shooting team. And they like to run like we do, too, because they're similar to us this year. But I'm thrilled with the younger kids, or maybe not younger kids because there's a couple of seniors, but kids that haven't been playing varsity basketball. And all of a sudden they've been in two, wars our first two games, and we've been able to come out on top. Brett Holy, huge foul shot.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Too, and a couple of big rebounds.
Yeah.
And it's for him, it's a toughness thing. We need him to get a little tougher for us and bang. And I thought he did some real good things in the fourth quarter.
Well, Mike, I'll let you go because I know you got to run down
thank
to the team.
But
thank
much.
You very much for just swinging by here for a second.
Thank
here.
You for covering us
right.
as well, Bill.
Okay,
thanks.
Good. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Mike Carr with from Lynn English High Basketball. They were down by 14 points in that second half and then took a one-point lead with about a minute 10 to leave, 53-52. And that last free throw I think he was referring to was by Brett Holy to give them the two-point edge. All right, back with our scoring totals right after this.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com.
All right, welcome back to Lynn English High School. Pretty much empty here. And, let's recap the scoring for you for Danvers High School. They were led by Mike Nestor, 17 points, and Devon Allen, 17 points as well. Allen did foul out of the game, so that was a big loss for Danvers right near the end of the game. Rashad Francois with 7 points, and Kieran Moriarty with 6 points, and Kenneth Crittenden with 2 points for Danvers High School. High scorer in the game, Anthony Silva from Lynn English High School, 19 points. One other teammate in double digits, who has Iverson Lopez with 10, and Christian Hebert with 7 points. Then Holy with 3 points, Brett Holy, Alex Thomas with 3 points, Tommy Rijo with 2 points, Javier Javaris Hill with 2 points, and Abraham Diaz with 5 points. So there you go. Anthony Silva makes English go to 2-0 on the year. Danvers falls to 1-1 after a 27-0 season 1 year ago. Once again, our next game broadcast will be tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, high school hockey, Saturday from Endicott College. It is Beverly versus Danvers High School Hockey. Here our final score from Lynn English High School. Lynn English rallying from 14 points down in the second half to beat Danvers 54-52. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great night. This is MSONewsSports.com.